Rock and roll has definitely had its fill of one-hit wonders throughout the decades. Groups like Mountain with Mississippi Queen, Red Rider with Lunatic Fringe, or who could ever forget Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping, or as most know it, the I Get Knocked Down But I Get Up Again song. But I think it's fair to say that none of them can hold a candle to Ram Jam and Black Betty. Though Black Betty by Ram Jam was released in 1977, it is a song that just refuses to fade into obscurity. Welcome to the Rock Pod. Though Ram Jam brought Black Betty to the masses in 1977, the first known recording of Black Betty is actually credited to a prisoner named James Ironhead Baker, who was serving hard time in a Sugar Land, Texas prison in 1933. Now, the origin and meaning of the lyrics are subject to debate, but the nickname Black Betty has been given to many different objects over time: a bottle of whiskey, a whip, or in later years, even a fast car or a fast woman. There are several different versions of Black Betty released in modern time, including a rather forgettable version from a band called Spiderbait in 2004. Even the great Tom Jones took his turn with an outstanding version of the song in 2002. In 1968, Manfred Mann released his version of the song with the title and lyrics changed to Big Betty. And in 1972, Manfred Mann's Earth Band performed Black Betty live in concert on the BBC. But somewhere in the middle of the 70s, Bill Bartlett formed a band called Starstruck. While in Starstruck, Bartlett took Huddy Leadbelly Leadbetter's 59-second-long Black Betty song and arranged it, recorded, and released it on the band's own Truck Star label. Black Betty became a regional hit and was picked up by the producers in New York, who formed a group around Bartlett and called it Ram Jam. They re-released Black Betty and it became a national hit in 1977, peaking at number 18 on the U.S. chart. But by the end of 1978, Ram Jam was just a memory. But the song Black Betty lives on. TheRockPod.com.